These are the best bits of Colm and Lucy in the morning.
We had a very eventful week on the show this week, didn't we?
We also talked to people who sigh, which was very random.
And I remember all those listeners who got caught pulling a sickie.
And who can forget the controversy about Lilt?
Well, it's all here. So we are talking about people who are chucking sickies for any old reason,
yeah.
Right?
Okay. Now, just don't do it.
No. This is not us saying you should do this.
No,
absolutely.
But we are saying to you, don't do it, especially if you're going to get caught.
Jason has a little bit of advice.
Just listening to the stories there about your holidays and that. So, yeah, a couple of years ago, I booked a holiday. I was due back to work on the Monday.
No, you're making me scared.
But my flight home was only coming in on the Monday. So
okay, yeah.
In the airport in Alicante, I decided to ring my boss and tell him that I must have picked up a bug or something. And
yeah.
I wouldn't be back to work till the following day.
Yeah.
Gave him the whole sick voice on the phone and he was very sympathetic now, in fairness. He says, there's no problem, get yourself better.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, over my head, I was in the bathroom.
No.
Over me head was the tannoy in the airport. And on it comes with a Spanish announcement.
Yeah.
Boss just goes, see you tomorrow, Jason.
No, she jumped. Never chuck a
sickie.
Never chuck a sickie.
In an airport.
In an airport.
Never chuck a sickie in an airport.
Never chuck a sickie in an airport.
Oh, no.
Never
so see you tomorrow.
Never chuck a sickie and then get caught on the RTE news.
Yeah, so one day I decided to pull a sickie and go to Malahide for the day.
Yeah.
And we're walking down the street in Malahide and there's the TV crews for the 6 News.
No.
So caught rapid on the news.
Yeah.
Thanks, Patricia from Blanche.
No, never pull a sickie on the news.
Yeah, never chuck a sickie because you're going to get caught chucking a sickie.
But just stay in bed.
Yeah, if you're going to chuck a sickie,
like,
chuck
do
a sickie.
It. Just actually stay in your pyjamas, put the duvet on the couch and just watch telly.
No, but usually the reason you're chucking a sickie is because you want to go out and do something. Do you know what I mean? And then you get caught on TV, like Rosemary.
No.
Hi, guys. Once I rang in sick on a Saturday and I wanted to go to a rugby match and I got caught on TV.
No!
So yeah, that didn't end well.
How is everybody we have spoken to either ended up on the news, telly, or on an international...
flight. Okay, we're going to finish with this one.
Okay.
Get ready.
Who is it?
This is Patricia.
One time me and my friend, we went to see the Saw Doctors down the country and we were camping and the field across from us, there was cows in the field. And so she's lying in the tent the next morning, like pretending to phone in sick, you know, oh, I'm so ill, I can't, I'm so ill, blah, blah. And all you can just hear is, moo, from the next field.
Oh my God.
Oh, I love it.
Good morning.
They wake up Ireland every weekday. Here's another one of their best bits from this week. It's Colm and Lucy in the morning from Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Pulling sickies.
Pulling
so
sickies.
So I've never pulled a sickie.
That's like, ridiculous.
Casey, I actually haven't. I actually haven't.
Sometimes the illness you have doesn't justify the amount of time you've taken off.
That's absolutely insane. COVID, you're not allowed in the workplace, for starters.
Ah, you could if you
did. A urinary tract infection, if anybody's ever had one, is really sore.
Yeah.
What else have I had?
I thought with the COVID,
the flu.
You could have come in with protective gear on. Do you know what I mean? And done the show. Just shuffled in and just sat there. We could have put a screen up. But no, you had to take a couple of days
off.
But
how do we know you actually had pneumonia?
Last seen in Blanchetown Shop. I said, I did have pneumonia. I was in
No. How do we know?
Anne took pictures of me in a tent.
No, she didn't. I want to see scans of your lungs.
Oh, jeez.
What do you mean Anne took a picture of you in a tent? At Forever Young.
I was in a pneumatic tent.
No, you weren't. You lie. Anyway, we've been asking you to get them in. 087-188-0008. Give us your sickie voice and we will add the rest.
I like that, if you were a boss, I like the idea that you take it really serious, as in a sick note isn't enough.
Show me.
You want, show me.
Show me a picture of your face. No, but it's not. If I were a boss, I would be ruthless. It's like if I were a judge, everybody would be in prison. But I would say, show me a picture of your face.
They had a great idea, and I'll just finish up with this. Years and years ago in communist Russia, right? Years ago, socialist Russia, that because everything was run by the government, that if you rang in sick, okay, they may have called into you. So there were special people employed by companies and factories that they were basically the sick detectives. So if you went, I can't come in today, then the sick detective might call around to your house. And if you weren't there, you lost your job.
Oh, my God. I would love to be a sick detective. Is that what they were actually called?
Well, no, I can't remember what the title was.
But a sick detective.
But that's...
Hey, see, write that down. That's a brilliant idea for a book.
They were referred to as the sick detective.
Write that down. Yeah, I'm telling you, for an adult book, that'd be brilliant.
Well, you see, it comes out quite a lot in a couple of books. Here. The guy that wrote Gorky Park talks about it.
Oh, my God, I love that. Just to go, ha! I knew you weren't sick. You look great. Yeah, where'd you get that tracksuit? It's nice.
No, but here's the book, and then we'll finish with this.
Yeah.
What happens when the sick detective gets sick?
No, that's not great. Let's play the voice notes.
Jeremy, it's Colin.
Oh, that's me.
Something terrible has happened, Jeremy.
That guy is not.
I was trying to open a hot water bottle. My finger got stuck in the twirly thing. Anyway, I broke an index finger and... bizarrely, I've dislocated the kneecap. So I'm not going to make it in for a week or two. Presently, I'm on the way to hospital.
I've never known anybody to laugh at their own gags. You're the only person... Do you know what I mean? Like, you think that's really funny. It's average, if even.
It's just the whole kneecap thing with the water bottle. That's Peter Kay quality.
Oh, not again. Can't hear it again. Someone else.
Morning, boss. Oh, I'm just giving you a call to let you know I'm not feeling so good. I done a quick consult with my doctor there on the internet on WebMD. And come here, he says I've got the plague. I'm not going to be able to come in tomorrow. And if I still have the plague tomorrow, I might not be in on Thursday either. So, yeah, Jesus, isn't that awful now? The plague's going around again and I've got a fierce dose. But sure, look, maybe I'll feel better by Thursday. And if the plague is all gone, I'll see you then. But look, I'm not going to be in tomorrow because the plague is doing me something awful fierce.
Do you think you get away with the plague in 2000?
The plague is doing something
24.
Awful.
24. Can we use the plague?
We just did.
You're now putting together a list.
I have a list of now. So these are phrases that Irish teenagers use.
Yeah.
Only a few of them are familiar, in fairness to me.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, boy is in a number one.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy.
So it's
like,
just...
yeah, boy. Yeah.
So they just keep saying that to you all the time. If you say to Jack, do you want some pizza? Will he just go, yeah, boy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh
yeah, chill, bro. Chill.
Oh no, no.
Chill
no.
Now. So no. if I'm shouting,
yeah.
which I do at least once a day.
Go once?
At them.
Yeah, yeah.
And I get chill. I can't
chill.
Swear to God, it's like pouring petrol on
a
flame.
No, chill.
Chill, bro.
Bro, chill.
Yes. Chill. It's like No, I won't chill. You know, if someone kind of annoys you, you're gonna get worse.
Yeah.
So,
chill.
Yeah, boy. Chill.
Okay.
Bruh. Drippy. Everything is drippy.
Everything. Again, that's brilliant. Drippy.
Yeah. There was another one here as well. Lad, everything's like, yeah, he's a good lad. Nice lad.
Lad.
L-A-D.
It's like something from the 70s, really.
It's weird. Yeah. It's like, yeah, no, he's a good lad. Sorry, he's a...
good lad.
Dad. No, he's good.
Yeah.
And then this is really weird, and Jack hasn't done this yet, but...
Right, okay.
No beef, no tea.
No idea what
these are. Teenagers telling each other gossip, but they don't want to start anything. It's like no beef, no tea. These are Irish kids.
What do you mean no beef, no tea?
As in, like, they don't want to. They're telling the gossip, but they don't want to start a fight. So, like, no beef, no tea.
Well, I have heard the expression, we don't have any beef with him, but no beef and tea as
yes,
in a cup of tea.
Yes. As in an actual cup of tea.
No beef, no
sus,
tea.
Sus is another one.
I remember sus. Well, we've all used sus.
Sus is the same as tea. And it means gossip.
Oh, wow. Cause
so
sus,
tea is gossip.
Sus used to be information. Did you get the sus?
Sus is gossip.
For me, if that was information, never gossip. They've changed the language, haven't they?
Bruh. It's bruh. Is...
Okay, bruh. Yeah, yeah.
Bruh is in the top 10 as well. Bruh drives me. Slay.
Oh, slay. Yeah,
something
yeah.
is good. It's like slay. Yeah. Slay.
Debbie wants to get in on this.
Good morning, Conor Lucy.
Good morning.
I don't know about...
words that yeah. I don't understand. I have a teenage daughter, and her and her friends have a language. They speak a language called yeah. backslang. And when they're in the house and they don't want us to know what they're saying, they speak it to each other, and backslang. It's mad. Especially with the boys, you go from mammy to ma to bruh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bruh is a head wreck.
What's backslang? That I can't get into. There was a guy in college, actually two guys when I was in college, this was a long time ago, and they had the egg language. Did you ever hear of the egg language?
No, I don't think so.
So two people would talk to each other, but you put the word, this is weird, you put the word egg at the end of every noun, and then you don't, so you just get completely confused. But some people can use the language completely.
Never
so,
heard of this.
So if I was going to the shops, I'm going to the shop egg. I'm going to get you some wine egg, and you need egg, and they put egg at the, and they can have a complete language with it, but it was a language created so that your parents didn't know what you were talking about.
How bizarre.
Yeah, isn't that bizarre? That
is, how bizarre. Yeah.
Let's get Mandy out. What have we got?
Morning, Colm and Lucy.
Good morning.
Mandy here.
Hey, Mandy.
My husband is a football coach to yeah. younger girls. He said to them a few weeks ago, girls, you need to get a little bit more active now during the week.
Right.
Yeah.
And they were all shocked. And supposedly getting a bit more active means going out and find themselves a boyfriend. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's so funny. They're like, yes, coach. You are so right.
Colm and Lucy in the morning. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
How do you feel?
Is that the sighing thing we're doing
yeah,
now?
Yeah, how do you yeah. feel?
Exhausted. No, after, tired, emotional. Oh, sorry.
No, after the sigh.
I feel wonderful. We do it every Tuesday night in yoga.
There you go.
You have to go to this. Keep in mind, you're kind of upside down.
How can I just ask you one question there, please? She's sighing. She's sorry. Can I ask you a question?
Sorry.
Why are you? How are you halfway upside down?
You would be amazed what I can do.
I certainly would
be. They call me the
be.
Human spaghetti.
If you can be halfway upside down,
I can sigh upside down.
No, I didn't say
I can't pull the microphone down.
But you, so you are upside down.
Well, you're kind of dangling, like.
Oh, jeez.
Your whole body's kind of leaning forward.
Gwyneth Paltrow suggests that, yeah, I love her, suggests that sighing can reduce anxiety symptoms and calm you down in minutes.
Yep.
She says everyone should start the day, right, with a big, big sigh. And it gets, so think about what
you
want.
I know my husband does. Most of the time when I'm talking to him, I hear him sighing.
There's quite a few people in here. I hear them sighing as well when you walk past. So there you go. It's meant to be very good for your mental health.
It
as
is.
Well.
It is good for your mental health.
Brezzy.
And it really relaxes your body and mind.
My sigh would be so.
No. Don't do a Mrs. Doubtfire sigh or something stupid. Just
I'm
do
not
a
doing
normal.
A Mrs. Doubtfire sigh. I'm just if
oh.
I'm just. Oh yeah. No, this would be me if, when pressure is on and I just want to, and I'm sitting in the car and I know, I just go.
When I've said to you, watch, we've got to do something extra. What do you do? Good God. Who invited the honey monster?
That's see, I think you saw you go from down to no. Are we on air?
We are, and a lot of people are logging out. Okay, logging out of our lives.
My old mate Gwyneth Paltrow, she says she's advocating having a good sigh. You do as well. Namaste after your yoga.
Namaste.
Namaste. In fairness to you,
I do it every Tuesday night. I can be.
Yeah.
Well,
I've
just changed to Mondays. I spend most of Monday nights upside down.
There you go. They're like a bat. Most mornings from about 6 a.m. I do sigh. Now, you need to turn down the volume of your radio, kids.
Ooh.
And everybody, here's
okay.
Aiden. Aiden is 9.
Aiden.
Aiden knows how to sigh. What did he say?
God, it sounded very like me when I spent some time in the coom. Good God, I hope he's okay.
Oh, he's fine. He feels... So
feels
much
great.
Better after that. Yeah,
great.
Yeah.
He's ready for school.
Oh, he's ready for school.
Hiya, Colm and Lucy. Yeah. Dave here. Oh. Love the show.
Dave.
I just paid £4.30 for 5 sausage rolls.
Jeez.
Who's the worst fool?
Dave, that's not very angry. That is not very angry. That is, you've given in. Never give in. Always stand your ground.
Roisin is our final one. Go, Roisin.
Hi, Colin and Lucy.
Hello, love.
This is Roisin in Galway.
Roisin, you have that down to a T. When you're a mummy, that is going to be your go-to sigh.
Let's not forget Aiden.
Colm and Lucy in the morning. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Let's get in first on the Lilt controversy. Now, this has started innocuously as a conversation about Brie cheese. But now it's led to controversy over Lilt.
Yeah.
It's all about things.
Has anybody else found any Lilt? I know I'm not making this up.
Okay.
Well, actually, I don't know if I'm not, but I don't think I am.
Erica wants to get in on the whole Lilt controversy.
Go on. So we're wondering, did Lilt disappear off the shelves?
Apparently
it did, but I am convinced it's near
Morning,
the Lucas
age. Lucy. I think you are kind of right, Lucy. I think they do a Fanta version of Lilt now, if I'm not mistaken. But I think Lilt itself is definitely gone.
No. A Fanta version of Lilt? That doesn't make
sense. You think Fanta Lemon?
I don't know what she's thinking of. Let's bring in Paul.
Okay. Hi, Colm and Lucy. Paul here. I can help you out on the Lilt question. Lilt, Coca-Cola got rid of the Lilt brand name.
Thank you.
And it's now called Fanta Pineapple and Grapefruit.
Oh.
That was always the flavour. So they just changed it into the Fanta range. So there you go. So enjoy the show.
Thank you very much.
So do Fanta own Lilt?
Well, Coke owned Fanta. So, and Coke was a Lilt brand. So,
So Lilt was a Coke brand?
Yeah. Well, Coke owned half the world.
Why is it?
Yeah. Like, if you really looked into what Coca-Cola owned, you'd be shocked.
But they own me.
They possibly own part of you.
Good God.
Yeah. I think they own your hair.
Good.
As far as I know, Lilt was completely discontinued. Now we're hearing news.
Yes, I've had it. I've definitely had it in the last couple of months.
But not in the Lilt bottle.
I didn't say it was in the Lilt bottle.
Yeah. So it seems Fanta have taken it over. We can go live now to Mace and Balali.
Good morning to everybody in Balali.
Yeah. Good morning, Sophie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you work in Mace?
Hello. We're in Mace. Yes, myself and Lorraine are here holding a bottle of Fanta Pineapple and Grapefruit, which is the Lilt new look.
There you go.
Right.
Good
new look, Lilt.
Woman, so, I knew I wasn't going mad.
So, but it's not the Lilt label.
No, but it tastes the exact same.
But they have...
It's the very same.
Right.
It's so nice. You should pop in and we'll give you a
bottle.
Yeah, give us a bottle. Imagine we actually left the show, drove all the way to Balali to collect Lilt.
Yeah.
That's something we would do.
You can finish the show here in store for sure.
Have you any food there?
It's amazing.
We do have a hot and cold deli.
Oh, wow.
We might pop out you one day.
I'm tempted. Okay, so anyway,
we have to plan these things because of Hazy's agent.
You have Lilt and, you have Fanta, but there's a little Lilt logo, is there, on the bottle?
There is, so it says Lilt New Look.
Well, Sophie...
So it's very small, it's hard to see.
Yeah.
So
we must put a sign up saying we have Lilt.
You should say...
Because I'm sure after... People listening to the radio now will want Lilt.
I'd say this is going to be like the avocado thing. You're going to run out of that Lilt.
Get your lipstick on. You're going to be famous now. Everybody's going to be running in for your Lilt.
Yeah. So it's Mace in Balali, down south County Dublin. Sophie and everyone is there. Get your Lilt. Get your Lilt out.
And don't forget, you can catch us on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Colm and Lucy in the morning, 6 to 10, Monday to Friday.
Colm and Lucy in the morning. The best bits from Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Find us wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to like and subscribe. Ireland's Classic.